All right. Okay, we're recording. So, first question, can you recount for us what happened leading up to your arrest on Friday?
Well, we had gone to the Awalia Mosque on the outskirts of Addis. I had gone with a translator and with a driver. And we had gone into the mosque and recorded the speeches, both of the imam. And then after the service was over, we really didn't exactly understand at the time what it was, but we were brought into through the back door, and I was actually able to get right up to where the members of a committee were speaking, and to wild applause, because they're arguing that there should be elections for the Supreme Islamic Council of Ethiopia. They argue that it's been taken over in a silent coup by loyalists of the government who have been naming members to the Supreme Council who espouse a brand of Islam that they don't agree with, that they say is heretical. And so we had gotten the story. We were on our way out. We got back in the car and we're driving off. A traffic policeman just kind of said, pull over. And we pulled over, and we were held there on the street for quite some time. And, that's where we were arrested, and there's a long story after that.
And I'm going to ask you about the rest of the story, too, but was your equipment taken, your phone and your recording equipment?
Yes, they did confiscate my laptop, my recording equipment, and two cell phones, as well as the cell phone of the translator. We were taken then to one police station where we received more a lecture about American attitudes toward Islam. And then we were taken to the main police station where we were interrogated by a police officer who told us that we had being engaged in illegal reporting. They say that this is a problem area that we had gone into, and that reporters had no business going in there. We had a lengthy interrogation and gave a long statement in which he grilled us quite extensively about reporting and about why, how we had gone to this mosque and what our motives were. And so we were set to go to court this morning, presumably to be arraigned on the charge of illegal reporting. But we're happy to say that it appears the American Embassy consular section interceded the charges were dropped.
Okay, this will sound a little redundant, but exactly what activities were the authorities linking you with to file that charge against you?
I think going to the mosque, they say that again, it's a problem area, and the other reporters who had tried to go were blocked, but we didn't realize that reporters were being blocked. We had actually gone to the mosque last Friday, and I had filed a report about that as a scene setter, and I went back today and didn't really, I mean, not today, but yesterday, obviously. I went back yesterday, and what we didn't know was that the police were trying to stop reporters, and we somehow, unbeknownst to us, slipped through their net and got in.
Okay, and after you were taken to the police station, you were taken to the New Megalawi prison, is that right? I was going to ask you about the conditions there and how you were treated.
Makalawi prison, it's not really a prison, but it's a detention center. I think it's a pretrial detention center, and it's a new facility that's being built to replace one that's actually quite infamous. And we were taken there, and I was held overnight in a fairly new filthy cell. And this morning, as I say, the charges were dropped.
And when you say we, is it you, your translator, and the driver, is that correct?
The driver was released. The translator was held but not charged. And she's fine. She was allowed actually to go home at about 2 o'clock this morning with the understanding that she would be back at 6:30 in the morning. She was. She came and helped me because none of the policemen, of course, speak English. And so she was translating between, not translating on the job, but translating between me and the police. But she's fine. She wasn't charged with anything, and she is now safe at her home.
And the driver was released immediately after the confrontation?
He was released after interrogation. Police wanted to know, you know, why he was driving around the mosque. So he was, and why he was associating with me. He was released that evening, last evening.
And I wanted to just reiterate the explanation they gave you as to why the charges were dropped. Can you?
All right. Yes. Last evening, we were taken into an interrogation room where an interrogator, a police officer, informed us that we were being held on a charge of illegal reporting, that we had gone into a problem area and had spoken to some people of interest, suspects, and they wanted to know in great detail who we had spoken to, how we knew to go there. It was a 2.5-hour interrogation, and the questions all centered around reporting what my activities were at the mosque yesterday.
Okay, and they decided that your activities were innocent with that intervention from the U.S. authorities?
I'm not sure that that's the case. I think that the American Embassy, I really haven't had time to find out much about what they did. A woman from the consular section did come today and help me through the process of checking out of the jail, getting my equipment back and everything, but I really haven't had a chance to investigate exactly what happened.
Okay, and we just have a couple more questions. Have you ever been detained before during a reporting assignment, and were you concerned about your safety or the conditions you found yourself in this experience?
Well, yes, I have been detained before in Ethiopia about 6 or 8 months ago. I had gone down to the southern town of Arbaminch to do a story about a U.S. Installation there where they operate drones, and that was a very brief detention. I'm afraid I have to go. It's time to drive to the school.